www.thebestofbeyond.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Tell somebody the king is calling me. 2015, he's summoning you to an intimacy with him. He's bringing you to his table now. Come on, there's a divine grace. Come on, I said there's a divine grace. Amen. Covenant benefits are going to get better and better. Number four, this is what I love. I love it all, but this I really love. There's a realm of the celestial that's going to be opened. I declare to you, your spiritual eyes are going to behold what has never beheld before. Because God is going to open the celestial realm. There's a celestial realm that will be revealed, that will be open. I prophesy to you, and some you'll hear testimonies in 2015, there will be supernatural encounters. I said there's going to be supernatural encounters. The Lord says, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for some have entertained angels unaware. Supernatural encounters. The heavenly realm is going to become easy to access. There are going to be times in your devotion that heaven and earth are going to become one and the same. Whether in the spirit or in the flesh, you're not going to know. There will be angels that visit. I said there will be angels in 2015. I'm prophesying to you what God has prophesied to me. There will be angelic hosts that visit. Some will see them in bodily form. In 2015, the angelic realm, we are going to better understand it and how to sojourn in and out of that dimension. Here's a wonderful thought. Spiritual warfare will become easy. Spiritual warfare, in your spiritual warfare, your warfare is going to become easier. And look, warfare is going to become shorter. Victory is going to be established easily. Won't be the long, drawn-out battles. No, no, no. You speak a word and the enemy is out of the way. You make a declaration and things change. You bind and it is bound. You loose it and it's loosed. Everything is going to be accelerated. Decade of destiny was from 2000 to 2012, from 2012 to 2022 is the decade of acceleration. I'm telling you, as we approach, things are going to speed up more and more. 2015, things are going to happen much more fast, much more accelerated than things have. See, this year, some things dragged along. You know, you was waiting on folk and waiting on this and waiting on 2015, suddenly things are going to accelerate. Come on, tell somebody, get ready. Come on, tell them, buckle up your seatbelt. Get ready for the ride. God's about to accelerate some stuff. In 2015, he's going to accelerate it. Spiritual warfare is going to be accelerated. It's going to be made easier. And the victory is going to be won and established in a shorter time frame. Change is going to happen almost before you know it. Almost before your eyes. Tell somebody, and you're going to shine like the brightness of the sun in 2015. There's a new frontier. There's a new frontier that's coming upon us in 2015. That new frontier is the heavenly realm. The spirit world is the frontier we are embarking upon and entering into. The spirit world and the heavenly realm are going to be the new frontier. That's why God's giving you a new stature to sojourn in and out of these realms. Amen. Amen. Now I want to drop 8 things in your spirit. All these, I hope if you can, you're writing or you get this CD or whatever, and go back over these things. But there are 8 things. Number one is revelation. In 2015, revelation is going to be magnified. And when we talk about revelation, there's coming a change of information. Revelation, God's going to change some information. Tell someone, your eyes are going to see. Number two, 2015 is going to bring a spirit of repentance. In other words, there's going to be a change of mind and a change of perception. Some that have gone astray, there's going to be a change of mind. There's going to be a refocusing of their perception. It's going to bring about a repentance. Amen. Number three, there will be a returning. In other words, there's going to be a change of direction. Many that have pursued other ventures, other things, are going to come back and they are going to prioritize kingdom. In other words, there's going to be a change of direction. That passion is going to spark a flame. Those that have not altogether put God first are going to begin to put God first. They're going to seek first the kingdom. There'll be a kingdom prioritizing. Number four, there will be a refreshing. God's going to refresh in 2015. What do we mean? All cycles are broken tonight. Come on. We closing the book on something tonight. We're starting a new chapter. Amen. All cycles, all habits, all limitations, all mindsets broken tonight. 2015 is going to bring a refreshment, a refreshing to your life, to your house, to your business, to your ministry, to your walk. A breath of fresh air is coming towards you. Number five, recovery. There's coming a change of state, a change of status, a change of stature. You about to recover some stuff. I prophesy to you, everything the devil has done and meant for evil against you, God is about to turn it tonight. Starting tonight, God is turning it around for your good. You're about to recover some stuff. I said, you're about to recover some stuff. It belongs to you. It is yours by covenant right, and the devil got to give it up tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. David asked God a question. He said, Lord, should I pursue? God told David, he said, David, pursue, for you shall overtake. 2015, you're going to overtake some stuff. You ain't even got to be looking for it. You're just going to overtake it. And you're going to recover. Tell somebody, I'm recovering it all. God's getting ready to make up for some of those bad business deals. God's getting ready to make up for some stuff, some money you lost. Hear what I'm saying? I said it's money you lost. Amen. Bad deals. God's going to make up for all of that. Hallelujah. Bad choices. God's getting ready to cover it up. Make some things brand new. I say a cycle's about to be broken. Change of state, change of status, change of your stature. Tell somebody again, I'm recovering it all. Number six, there's going to be a revealing through your life, in your life. There's going to come supernatural change in your nature. Not by works of righteousness that you have done, but by His grace. By His grace. Supernatural change in your nature. Again, things that you have struggled with, things that you have tried to work on, Tonight, God is saying, let it go. Let it go. Let go and let him. Let it go. Stop worrying about it. Stop trying to fix it. Stop trying to change it. God says, I'm going to change it. Supernaturally. I'm going to reveal myself. See, it's from the inside. It's not out there. You've been trying to fix it out there. God says, no, I'm going to cause it to break forth from the inside. God is the only one who can change your nature. You can't fix that. You can't change that. God can change. He's the only one. He's going to reveal that supernaturally. He's going to reveal it. Number seven, there's coming restoration. Restoration. Again, God is about to restore. There's going to be a change of ownership. Somebody been squatting on your territory. Somebody been holding on to what belongs to you. Amen. I said the wealth of the sinner has been laid up for the righteous. There's coming a change of ownership. God's going to return what belongs to you to the rightful owner. Come on, I said God's getting ready to return some stuff to you. The world has been holding it. The world has been blocking it. The world has been hiding it. But God says, time to change ownership. 2015, I'm taking back. I'm restoring to my house, to my church, to my children, what is rightfully theirs. Hallelujah. Restoration. And number eight, revival is coming. I say revival is coming. It's going to be a result of the water level rising in your heart. In our hearts corporately, in this house, the water level rising till it runs out into the city, into the streets of the city. Revival. Tell somebody, revival's coming. Generations are going to be transformed. Come on, God's getting ready to do some miraculous things.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in the year of kingdom advancement. This year is going to bring deep and intimate communion with Christ. God will reveal himself to you in a supernatural way. Meaningful intimacy will be manifested and established in your heart. Your passion will intensify and many will be caught up in the Spirit. You will be positioned in new stature and operate in new authority. God is going to reaffirm his covenant. God's covenant and plan will become crystal clear for your life, business, family, destiny, service in the church, and the function in the community. Your struggles in the flesh will cease and obedience will be produced.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.